Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. Before we start today's episode, I have a couple of disclaimers. First of all, I'm not a medical expert. I have no experience in the medical field. So anything I talk about nutritionally or medically that I have done with my child has just been what worked best for him and my family. Please speak with your doctor and pediatrician and with anything regarding your child's health. Secondly, you know your baby best. There's no judgment here. If you disagree with what I say or you think what I say is silly, you can fast forward past it or you can go on to the next episode that you find interesting. It's okay. You know your baby best. And along the same lines, I would hope that you are not judgmental of me towards what I do for my baby because I know my child best and I know my family best. So no judgment here. It's just strictly tips and tricks and what worked for me and just my experience. In addition to this podcast, you can find a lot more information on my website, lovingthismamalife.com. I'm also on Instagram at _lovingthismamalife, and I'm on Facebook at lovingthismamalife. So check that out and hope you enjoy. Hey guys, for today's podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit about the joys of teething. We are in the midst of it. My son has just turned 14 months and he's got some of his first molars coming in, which is not fun. So teething is normally infants can feel the pressure of teeth coming in months before you even see a sign of a tooth coming in. And usually what I've found the indication of teething being is they're drooling a lot, they want to chew on their hands or their fingers, they're extra fussy for kind of no real reason, just out of the blue, just sort of whiny and just, that could be an indication of a lot of things. But in my case, I had a fairly happy little guy and a fairly happy baby, so that was an indication that he had some teeth coming in. Teeth, in my experience, again, as I've mentioned many times, this is all that I speak about is just my experience. I'm not an expert at all, so please don't take any of this to be expert advice or any sort of medical stuff. I'm just speaking from my point of view. But in my experience with my son, the teeth came in pairs, which I have seen is usually the case. So for him, his bottom two front teeth came in. One tooth popped up, and then a day or two later, the other tooth next to it started to pop up. And you can see them, so you can see the gums kind of swell in that area probably a week or two before the tooth actually pops out. And once the tooth pops through the gums, it's a lot less painful for them. It's still a little uncomfortable as it comes out of the gum line and just continues to come out. But once it pops through initially, that pressure of it on the gum line is a lot less. So they're a lot happier once it pops through. You may also notice that as it's popping through, there may be a little bit of blood. So you may see some blood in their mouth or in their drool or on their bib or their clothes or whatever, and that's totally normal. For my son, his as I mentioned, his bottom two teeth came in, and that happened at about, I want to say like 5 months, 5 or 6 months, and then a couple weeks after that, his top two teeth came in, first one tooth and then the one next to it, and then shortly after that, the two teeth on either side of his top two teeth came in, and then the two teeth on either side of his bottom two teeth came in. So he's had 8 teeth since probably about 9 or 10 months. And then I noticed at about a year, he started to get super fussy again, and on and off for the last probably 2 months, he would take his index and middle finger and hold them up sort of like a peace sign and stick those in his mouth and chew on either side of them. So they were getting and all way back in the back of his mouth. So I knew that he had his first molars coming in. An interesting fact is that first, normally the top two or the bottom two front teeth come in first, and then the opposite ones come in. So if the top two come in first, then the bottom two below it come in, and then the two next to that. I'm sorry, I don't know the name of all the teeth, but then the two next to that. And then actually, those sharp pointy teeth are called the canines or the incisors. And those actually come in after the molars. So the four top and bottom front teeth will come in. So that's the eight teeth. Then the first molars come in, and then the incisors come in, which I find pretty interesting. I figured it would just go in order. But normally, usually that's not the case. So for my son, you could really see his gums back there on the bottom really swollen, because obviously the molars are bigger teeth than just the front teeth. And on the bottom, I'm noticing that the molars, I can see, have halfway popped through the gums on the bottom, but then I can also see the whites of his incisors right next to them. So those are going to be popping out really soon. His top ones haven't come in quite yet, but the gums are starting to swell up. So after these are done, then normally around two or a little before two, they get their two-year molars, and then I'm pretty certain then they're done. So hopefully I have just another, if he's 14 months now, I have another 10 months of this on and off. But we've been actually using Motrin when needed, and that we find really helps him. Baby Motrin or baby Tylenol. There's also a homeopathic natural brand that we like called Camellia. And we give him that in between the Motrin on the really bad days and on the just sort of borderline or not horrible days, we'll give him just that, just the Camellia. Those can be given, I can't remember, it says on the packaging. We bought ours off Amazon, but they sell them at a lot of drugstores now. But those can be given probably you can do like 7 or 8 doses in a day. So you can take them a lot more frequently. And I find that they're really helpful for him. We also do just a lot of teether toys. He's got a lot of like soft, rubbery toys that he chews on and he likes. In our living room is his sort of play area. And we just have a big basket of toys. And there's a lot of soft things for him to chew on. We also have probably 5 or 6 teethers in our freezer that are frozen. He really likes those. When he gets super fussy, we'll hand him one of those and he chews on them. He likes to chew on his blanket at night, his sleep sack, and that gives him a lot of comfort and helps with the pressure of the teeth. We took some washcloths and tied the corner in like a little knot and got him nice and wet, and then put him in Ziploc bags in the freezer. So he likes to chew on those too. Those are really helpful. And also we get fruit and put it in the fridge. Like right now he's really into strawberries. So we'll get strawberries and either freeze them or just put them in the freezer in smallish chunks, but not too small that he'll choke on them. And then we give them to him with dinner, and he likes to chomp on them because they feel really good on his gums. So anything that's cool sort of numbs them a little bit. Something to note is that as of the last, I think, year or two, the FDA has come out and said some of the original Orajel, baby Orajel, that used to numb their gums really well, you would rub it on their gums to numb it. They weren't recalled, but a lot of doctors and a lot of studies were saying that they were bad to use because of an ingredient that's in them that causes some issues with I can't remember exactly what. I think it would numb their throat, and so it was hard for them to like swallow and their gag reflex and all that, and it also would cause some issues in the bloodstream, I believe. But don't quote me on that. Just if you're interested in Orajel products, do your research first. And make sure that whatever you're purchasing doesn't include any of the ingredients that research has shown could be kind of harmful. I'll take a look. I'll put a link to that info and give you more details in my blog post. If you check the comments of this the little description of this podcast, I have a link to a website I've set up. I just set it up fairly recently, so it's still a bit under construction, but I'm going to try, and as I publish podcast episodes within the next couple days after I publish, go on there and just include some more details and some links and maybe some photos and stuff like that. It's a work in progress, so appreciate your patience, but if you want some more details, feel free to go on and check that out. But yeah, as far as teething, I'm lucky that it hasn't disrupted my son's sleep a ton. Some people have a really hard time where their kiddos wake up in the middle of the night and they're crying and really upset, or they don't nap well. It definitely, I find, has affected my son's naps. Sometimes he'll wake up early from a nap and just start just wailing, and I check the baby monitor at home and I can see him just chewing on his hand, and I know he wants to sleep longer. He's just uncomfortable. Poor guy. But thankfully, nighttime, he sleeps pretty well. But lately, since those molars are really giving him a lot of trouble and a lot of pain, we've been giving him a dose of baby Motrin before he goes to sleep, and so that's really helped him be more comfortable. And there's I'm sure there's a lot of controversy out there between, you know, how much Motrin to give him, how much not to give him, how long to give it to them, how long not to give it to them. Again, no judgment from me out there, and I appreciate if there was no judgment from you with what I do, but lately, we've been giving him, like for the last week, we give him one dose of Motrin almost every night because he's just in a lot of pain and the molars are just really bugging him. And that works for us. Some people, that may be too much for them, in which case, come up with a solution that works for you. Maybe a teether before bed, or maybe some people have said when they're breastfeeding, they do breast milk, like popsicles, or they do like frozen breast milk for them to breast milk ice chips, or they make those, they actually make mesh, what are they called? They're little mesh things they can chew on. So you can give them to babies and put frozen fruit in there. You can put ice chip, like chunks of ice. If you don't want them to choke on the ice, you can put them in these little mesh. For lack of a better term, it's like a pacifier, but it's bigger and it's got a little mesh bag on the end, and the baby can hold it in their hand and stick the mesh part in their mouth and chew on it and get the flavor of whatever in the mesh thing, whether it's chunks of strawberry or other fruits, but they won't get the full food in their mouth, so they don't choke. So we never use those, but I've heard people use those and have a lot of success from them. Also, kind of controversial is the amber necklaces or the amber beads or whatever. I have a friend who would put the amber around her son's ankle when he was a baby, because they say the properties of amber can be really like soothing and anti-inflammatory and things like that. I never got into that, but some people swear by it. The American Academy of Pediatrics just came out with an article saying that those can be really dangerous, so be really careful with those. Certain amber necklaces or beads, you shouldn't put them around babies' neck when you're not watching them, because they can break off and they can choke on them. So it's pretty dangerous, so make sure you never give that to baby when baby's sleeping, or if you choose to use it, don't have them use it when they're not being really well supervised by you. But other than that, best of luck out there, moms and dads. Teething is rough, but obviously it's important in baby's development to get those teeth in so they can start chewing real well on all these solids they're starting to eat. So I wish you all the best of luck, and feel free to send out a comment or questions or anything you'd like to say or ask. I'd be happy to answer anything I can. So thanks for listening. See you next time.